Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, September 25th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Massachusetts Maritime Academy student Michaela Acord co-authors peer-reviewed study, published by the Phycological Society of America. Massachusetts Maritime Academy student Michaela Acord, a senior in the Marine Science Safety and Environmental Protection Program, co-authored a research article published by the Phycological Society of America. The study explores the microbiomes associated with Phaeocystis antarctica, a key phytoplankton species in the Southern Ocean. Acord's contributions reflect the caliber of students at MMA and exemplify the impact undergraduates can have on advancing marine science. The research paper compares microbiomes found in natural colonies with those in laboratory cultures, shedding light on how tiny bacteria interact within large ocean ecosystems. This collaboration with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution highlights the rewarding experience of exploring the complexity of polar ecosystems.
Q&A with Daniel Smith, founder of Astro Agency and the Scottish Government's Trade and Investment Envoy for Space. Daniel Smith, founder of Astro Agency, a strategic communications and market intelligence firm, has been appointed the Scottish Government's Trade and Investment Envoy for Space. He has played a founding role in multiple space companies and is leading Astro Agency's expansion into the U.S. after partnering with Voyager Technologies and Cislunar International. Astro Agency will open a North American office at VISTA, Voyager's new science park initiative in Columbus, OA. Smith's background in law and business development led him to the space sector, where he saw the need to bridge the gap between technology and commercial applications. Astro Agency stands out as the world's first dedicated space marketing firm, offering a unique blend of communications and market intelligence services. Smith's collaborations with governments, private companies, and international partners shape the company's approach to marketing in the space sector, focusing on policy alignment, commercial outcomes, and international collaboration. Working with well-known organizations in the space sector validates Astro Agency's approach and sets a standard of excellence for the company's roadmap. Smith believes that space is more relevant now than ever, with the commercial sector growing rapidly and providing new opportunities for innovation and investment. Looking ahead, Astro Agency aims to expand its presence in the U.S. market, leveraging its space knowledge and global connections to support U.S. firms in commercializing their offerings and expanding overseas. Q&A with Drew Shula, founder and CEO of Vertical Group. Drew Shula, founder and CEO of Vertical Group, leads a nationally leading sustainability consulting firm specializing in green building certifications, engineering services, ESG, net zero strategy, and events. The company works with visionary institutions like NASA, Google, and Apple. Vertical Group has received multiple awards and recognitions, including being named to the Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest growing private companies. Drew Shula, a lead fellow and Living Future hero, is passionate about the climate crisis and net zero building design. The 12th annual Net Zero Conference, happening on October 1st in Los Angeles, will feature keynotes, educational sessions, and the Trailblazer Awards ceremony, celebrating leaders making a positive impact on people and the environment. The event, produced by Vertical Group, is more timely than ever to attend, focusing on creating positive change towards a net zero future for everyone.
Cooldown launches new smart control unit with expanded heating, cooling, and dehumidification modes. Cooldown, the innovative thermal transfer system, has announced the release of its new smart control unit. This upgraded unit introduces expanded heating, cooling, and dehumidification modes, providing homeowners with more ways to save energy and improve comfort. With the ability to reduce air conditioning use by up to 67% per season, the cooldown system now offers features like estimated savings display, basic heating mode, dehumidification mode, power boost mode, eco boost mode, and standalone mode. These new modes allow for customization based on home, climate, and energy use goals. For more information, visit Cooldown's website. Q&A with Clemens Stockreiter, founder and CEO of Recircle Solutions. Clemens Stockreiter, founder and CEO of Recircle Solutions, brings over two decades of global leadership experience in finance, operations, and business transformation. Recircle is not just diverting waste, but repurposing it into new products with measurable nutritional and environmental value. Their Ontario facility operates as an industrial nutrition facility, analyzing inbound shipments to create optimal feed formulations. TraceOS technology provides full traceability for organic waste streams, helping companies meet California's SB 1383 requirements and track emissions reductions. By transforming waste into high-value animal feed products, Recircle contributes to the circular economy by regenerating value at every step. Partnering with Recircle means creating revenue-generating assets from waste streams, demonstrating innovation and circular economy leadership, and delivering superior environmental outcomes.
Network news breaks: ES Gold Corp. OTCQB ESUF. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on gold market outlook, ES Gold Corp. traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTCQB under EUF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the current gold market outlook. The editorial highlights gold's strong performance and potential for further price increases, emphasizing opportunities with junior producers like ES Gold. The company's Montauban project, with secured permits, funding, and near-term production potential, positions ES Gold as a compelling growth story in the current gold cycle. ES Gold's focus on clean mining and exploration innovation, along with its capital-efficient, high-margin model, sets it apart from ETFs and larger producers. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks: TeraWulf Inc., NASDAQ WULF, completes $1 billion convertible notes offering following full greenshoe exercise. TeraWulf Inc., WULFDAX, has completed a $1 billion convertible notes offering, with the initial purchasers exercising their option to buy an additional $150 million of notes. The net proceeds of about $975.2 million will be used for capped call transactions, data center expansion, and general corporate purposes. Roth Capital Partners served as co-manager for the offering. TeraWulf develops, owns, and operates environmentally sustainable, industrial-scale data center infrastructure in the U.S. for high-performance computing and Bitcoin mining. For more information, visit the company's website at terawulf.com. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ, VMAR, expands electric training across Florida dealership network. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. expands its electric representative training program across Nautical Ventures' Florida dealership network, providing sales teams with expertise to showcase its industry-leading electric outboards. This initiative reflects the company's mission to accelerate the adoption of electric boating through hands-on experience and informed customer guidance. Vision Marine's e-motion technology represents a shift in the marine industry towards sustainable solutions without compromising performance. With a focus on cleaner, quieter, and more powerful marine propulsion, Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., VMAR, is driving the industry towards a greener future. Investor news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp., LG, OTCQB, LGCXF, exploration plan enters NEPA review. Lahontan Gold Corp. announced its exploration plan of operations has entered National Environmental Policy Act review by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, with a draft environmental assessment already completed. The company signed a contributed funds agreement to provide funding for additional BLM personnel, potentially expediting the review. CEO Kimberly Ann stated the plan supports staged drilling of over 700 holes at the Santa Fe mine project, enhancing opportunities to expand gold and silver resources. Lahontan Gold Corp is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with top-tier gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada. The flagship Santa Fe mine project has a past production of 359,202 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver. The company plans to advance the project towards production and update the Santa Fe preliminary economic assessment.
Micropolis Holding Co., NYS American MCRP, showcases robotic forestry unit at ADNOC Safety Day in Abu Dhabi. Micropolis Holding Co. showcased its robotic forestry unit at ADNOC's Safety Day in Abu Dhabi in collaboration with the Environment Agency, Abu Dhabi. The event focused on the intersection of technology and environmental stewardship, with the forestry robot designed for reforestation in degraded environments. Micropolis is expanding its AI robotics technology beyond security into environmental and industrial applications, highlighting how robotics can support safety and sustainability initiatives. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining News Breaks, Foremost Clean Energy Limited, FMST, CFET, advances dual drill programs in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, FFT, is making significant progress with dual drill programs in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Drilling is ongoing at the Murphy Lake South Uranium property in Saskatchewan, while a 2,500-meter diamond drill program has started at the Jean Lake Gold Lithium property in Manitoba. CEO Jason Barnard highlighted the strategic move to run both programs concurrently, taking advantage of the gold market momentum while focusing on uranium exploration. This positions Foremost to deliver key developments across both assets during a period of sector strength. The company's mission is to make significant discoveries through systematic exploration programs. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Porsche shares slump as company faces major headwinds. Porsche shares took a hit, dropping over 7% as the company revised its profit margin guidance from 5-7% down to 2% for 2025. This shift reflects their struggle to adapt to the demand for electric vehicles versus gas-powered sports cars. Meanwhile, startups like Bollinger Innovations Inc., focusing on BEVs, may find it easier to navigate the changing market landscape. For more insights on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, visit greencarstocks.com for breaking news and actionable information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.